Hey there, stress warriors. It's your girl, Laura Bennett here, and let me tell you, life can feel like a constant tug of war sometimes. You've got responsibilities pulling this way, people needing things from you pulling that way, and your own needs. Well, they're usually somewhere in the middle, desperately trying to hold on. Ever feel like you're constantly saying yes when all you really want to scream is nope? That's where healthy boundaries come in, my friends. They're your personal superpower, your shield against emotional overload, and the key to unlocking a calmer, happy. Today, we're diving into the world of boundaries and how they can totally transform your well-being. Trust me, it's not about becoming a hermit or saying no to everything, though sometimes that might be tempting. It's about setting clear expectations, protecting your energy, and making sure you're living life on your terms. Think of boundaries like the walls around your emotional home. You wouldn't let just anyone barge in, right? You choose who gets access, how they interact with your space, and what kind of energy they bring with them. It's about respecting yourself and knowing that your time, energy, and emotions are valuable. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to help you build those powerful boundaries. First things first. Know your values. What truly matters to you? Is it spending time with loved ones? Focusing on your passions? Having quiet time for reflection? Once you identify what's important, it becomes easier to say no to things that don't align with those values. You know that feeling when someone asks you to do something and your inner voice screams nope, but then you cave because you feel pressured. That's a boundary begging to be set. Second, communication is key. You're not obligated to explain yourself to everyone, but clear communication helps prevent misunderstandings. If someone's request crosses a line, calmly and directly express your boundaries. You can say something like, I really appreciate you thinking of me, but I am already committed to other projects right now. Third, practice saying no. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but trust me, it gets easier. Remember, saying no isn't selfish, it's self-care. You have the right to protect your time and energy. Start small, decline a social invitation you don't feel up for, or politely decline an extra task at work. Every no is a step towards reclaiming your power. Fourth, learn to delegate. You can't do it all. Don't be afraid to ask for help or share the load when needed. Whether it's delegating tasks at work, asking a friend to lend a hand with errands, or hiring someone to help with household chores, remember that sharing the responsibility can lighten your emotional burden. And lastly, be consistent. Boundaries aren't a one-time thing. They require ongoing effort and maintenance. Be consistent in enforcing your limits, even when it feels difficult. Remember, you deserve respect and consideration. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, swamped with deadlines, and your boss suddenly asks you to take on another project when that's way outside your scope of responsibilities. You feel overwhelmed, but you don't want to disappoint your boss, so you agree even though it means working late nights and sacrificing your personal time. Sound familiar? This is a classic example where setting a boundary would have been beneficial. Instead of immediately saying yes, you could have calmly said something like, I understand the importance of this project, but my current workload is already quite demanding. I'd be happy to brainstorm solutions with you to ensure it gets done effectively, perhaps by delegating some tasks or prioritizing existing projects. See, it's all about finding that balance and communicating your needs assertively. Remember, creating healthy boundaries isn't selfish, it's essential for emotional well-being. By setting clear expectations, communicating effectively, and saying no when necessary, you can reclaim your time, energy, and ultimately, your happiness. So, what are you waiting for? Start building those walls today. Let me know in the comments how you plan to implement some of these tips. I'm here to cheer you on every step of the way. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Stress Less Daily. We've got a lot more stress-busting wisdom to share, and together, we can conquer anything.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.